Thousands of motorists await Trump's final Florida rally. By Robert Krajcik on November 1, 2020. Thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump await his final rally in Florida. Scheduled for 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, Trump's supporters shared images of the growing crowd via social media. Sunday's pro-Trump caravan follows tens of thousands of cars and hundreds of boaters joining two pro-Trump parades last week in Jacksonville, Florida. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, described the turnout of Trump supporters as organic. Trump won Florida in 2016 by a margin of 113,000 votes out of the total of over 9.1 million ballots cast in the state. The Miami Herald reported on improved Republican turnout in Miami-Dade County relative to 2016. But in a left-leaning county of 1.5 million voters, nearly 300,000 Republicans had already turned out to vote by Saturday morning, by far the most of any county in Florida. The Miami-Dade GOP, which added 56,000 voters in the last 4 years, had nearly matched its entire output from 2016 while turning out at a rate 5.5 percentage points higher than the state average for Republicans. Two-thirds of the party's Miami-Dade voters, many of them Cuban-American, had cast their ballots as of Saturday morning, at a turnout rate 7 percentage points higher than their Democratic counterparts in the county. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is spending millions of dollars to increase lagging turnout with Black and Latino Democrats, reported the Miami Herald. CNN claimed Democrats are uneasy about higher Republican turnout in Miami-Dade compared with the last presidential election. Republicans in Florida's most populous county, Miami-Dade, are turning out to vote at a somewhat higher percentage than Democrats, causing uneasiness among some Democratic operatives. Nearly 63% of the 428,000 registered Republicans in the county have voted so far, whereas about 56% of the county's 634,000 registered Democrats have voted to date, according to state data. About 225,000 people with no party affiliation have also already voted in the county. While more Democrats than Republicans have voted overall in Miami-Dade, the county is seen by Democrats as a region former Vice President Joe Biden must win by wide margins in order to offset voting in the state's predominantly red regions. "We've got to stop the bleeding," said a Florida-based Democrat activist to Politico, which reported that Democrat officials in Florida's most populous county are sweating weak early voting turnout among several key groups. The combined 8.2 million total of mail-in and early in-person votes in Florida has already surpassed 2016's total of 6.6 million. ABC reported that Democrats are leading Republicans by 116,051 votes in Florida among thus far, primarily due to early mail-in votes. Republicans, however, have received 528,000 more in-person votes than Democrats. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau breaks down Miami-Dade's demographics by race and Hispanic origin, with the county's population being 69.4% Hispanic or Latino, 17.7% Black or African American, and 12.9% non-Hispanic and non-Latino white.